All right.
What a pleasure. And, you know, I love doing these interviews. And this is one of the great pitchers, I think, of American League history. And his name is Blue Moon Odom. And it's one of the great nicknames at all time. For this audience, and they don't know you that well, how did the Blue Moon come about?
Well, it came about in the sixth grade back in Macon, Georgia. It's at football practice. A guy named Joe Morris, being facetious, said he was going to give me a nickname. And he started calling me Moonhead because my face was round at the time, still is. And a few days later, he came back and said, I'm going to change your name. I'm going to call you Blue Moon. So I would call you Yellow Moon, but because your complexion was Black Moon won't sound right. So he called me Blue Moon. I used to hate that name. And now I love it because people now know me all over the world by that name.
Boy, amazing. Blue Moon Odom, wonderful pitcher. It's so nice to see you. And what I want to talk to you a little bit about is you could pitch in relief. You could start. You had great stuff. You could run as a pinch runner. You could hit. Tell me the secret to pitching for you. What was it?
I guess it came natural. When I was growing up, I used to throw rocks all the time back in Georgia. So it was just natural. Nothing that would say I couldn't pitch. I just felt like I could because starting out with rocks and you get a great baseball in your hand, you know, that way you can do a lot of things with it. And that's what happened.
But, Moon, you also had that kick. You had that unusual that you stood on that one leg, man, and you kicked. And, boy, I don't know how you balanced yourself.
Well, I don't either. I watched some of the old films and stuff, and right today I don't know how I could do that in order to fill a ball that would hit back at me or whatever. I could do that also. But looking at the films, you wonder how I could do that. But I did.
You did it very well. Blue Moon Odom is our guest. All right, did you look at hitters in the box, did look at their feet? What did you do? You got the ball. How did the process work out for you?
Yes, I would watch the guys. They go in, they dig in or something. They stand close to the plate. And I like throwing inside a lot, and that's pitching. A lot of pitchers do that in order to set up the pitch outside. If the batter would get hit back in the day, you know, that was his problem. But I threw inside 80% of the time and to set up my slider outside.
Did they ever charge the mound on you?
Well, I had a couple of guys that started out, and they stopped because I met them halfway. So I didn't worry about anybody coming out on the mound because I knew how to handle myself.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, you could pitch and scouting reports in those days. I mean, you had Gene Tennis as a catcher. You had Fossey as a catcher. Dave Duncan as a catcher. Heck, Rene Latchman was there at some point for you. But was there big on scouting reports in those days? Bill Posdell was the pitching coach and Wes Stock. Was there a lot of time before the game working on the hitters?
Yes, it was big on that. We would have the scouting report on different hitters or whatever, but for myself, it was different because I had a ball. I threw the ball, and it moved so much, I really couldn't throw the spots unless it was maybe my slider. I wouldn't go into the meetings. I would try and just throw the ball down the middle of the plate. It was going to wind up on the outside part of the plate, inside part of the plate, and also sinking, which other pitchers, they threw a straight ball, so they had to pitch the spots more so than I did.
No, I remember. Yeah, that ball moved. He struck out a lot of people. You're a good strikeout pitcher.
Well, actually, you go out not trying to strike people out, and that's when it happens. You get strikeouts. You try and put the ball in a certain area and, you know, let the hitter do the rest. So if they can't hit it, they wind up striking out.
All right. Now, I remember you pinch ran, and I always see that video against the Reds. I still think you were safe at the plate. Joe Morgan went back in short right field and made the throw to the plate. They called you out, but what happened?
Well, actually, I thought I was safe. We had a meeting on Joe Morgan. If you made him go to the left and try and make a throw, he was always off and not accurate. And that day, he was pretty accurate on his throw, but I still beat the throw in, I thought, and beat the tag. But the umpire looked at me and looked at Johnny Bench, and he said, who are John Odom? So he called me out. But, you know, you watched from different angles, and it showed that I was safe. And a few years later, you know, I met up with Johnny Bench at a signing autograph section and stuff like that. And I said, Johnny, you knew I was safe, don't you? He said, no, you was out. I said, well, I was safe by a mile because I kind of turned you around when I slid in, and you couldn't tell whether I was out or safe, but I was safe. He said, no, you was out a mile. I said, that's okay, Johnny. I said, but I'm wearing this ring right here.
Well, it's funny, you know, the great camera work on Yogi Berra and Jackie Robinson, you know, that steal of home in the World Series. And Yogi to this day says he was out. There's no question. Yogi said, look, he was out. I don't know if you remember that play.
Well, not really, but the catcher, he always going to say he was out regardless because it's going to make him look good. But the runner, you know, he get the last part of the deal, I think, whether you're safe or whatever. Umpire going to pretty much call you out if it's close.
Blue Moon Odom with us. Blue Moon, were Giants A's a big deal when you played? I know today with Interleague it's a big deal, and of course both teams are real good this year. Giants a world champion. What was it like when you played, Giants and A's?
Well, actually, we didn't get a chance to play the Giants like they do now, so it wasn't a big deal, a big rivalry. But today it's a little bit different, and the A's winning their division and stuff like that, the Giants winning the World Series, you know, that's something to talk about in the Bay Area. But when I was pitching coming up in my day, it wasn't a big deal, but now it is, and it's great for baseball.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, Vida pitched for the A's and the Giants and is still walking around talking about both teams. And the A's won 3 World Series in 4 years, 3 straight. No National League team has ever won 3 in 4 years. The Giants have a shot to do that. So my question is, how hard is it to repeat, and how did you guys do it?
Well, I thought it was easy. We knew what we could do to win, and we went out every day to win, and thought no one could beat us. And after winning that first one, we thought it was natural to come back and win the second or the third. If we had stayed together for another couple of 3 years or whatever, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah. Did you ever get to pitch to Willie Mays?
Yes, I did. I got a chance to pitch against him twice, I think, in All-Star games in 1968 and 69.
All right. I'm going to ask if you remember, and Willie will remember this when I see him, how'd you do against him?
Well, my first year, it was in Houston at the Astrodome, and the first batter I faced, I believe, was Willie Mays. And I think he popped up to second base. And the next batter was Hank Aaron, which he popped up to shortstop. And my third batter I faced was Willie McCovey. And I struck him out. And at that time, we used the same dressing room in a way, but he said he was going to get me. And the next year, I made the All-Star team again, which was in Washington, D.C. And Willie came up and... He kept his word. He had a tape job off me, and that's good. And I saw him a few years later. I said, Willie, I said, you know, I like you, man. I love you. He said, why? And I said, you're a man of your word. He said, what you mean? I said, you said you were going to get me, and you did. So that was something.
Yeah, no, I'll tell him. I see him all the time. I'll tell William. Willie, wonderful man, and I remember that story, and he hit a shot in Washington off of you. You could be relieved. You're an excellent relief pitcher as well. You could start. You had one of those rubber arms, I guess.
Yeah, I could. You know, all depending on what they needed me for, you know, I would do it. I had no problem going out relieving, even though I was a starter. You know, at one time, I remember, I don't know whether it was Evan Dock or Dick Williams at the time, one of the pitchers got in trouble and the base was loaded with no outs. And I was in the bullpen, he brought me in, and I struck the sides out and went on. I think we won the game.
All right. That's good work. Very good. Hey, it's great to see you, as always. You look like you can still pitch, I'll tell you that.
I look just this evening, so I feel good. But thank you anyway, Marty.
Very nice. That's Blue Moon Odom right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.